Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Move to Strike, written by Sidney Bauer and read by Bill Tenike.
So what's the story?
Asked Joe, trying to visualize the small, framed redhead he had met briefly a mere 3 months ago. His eyes danced over the expensively decorated rooms around him, the original artwork on the walls, the antique rugs under their feet, the European furniture, subtle lighting, heavy drapes, and flower-filled vases. O'Donnell flipped open his notepad.
Stephanie Tyler, 38, COD, single gunshot wound to the chest. The weapon was a Mark V DGR, the caliber a .460 Weatherby Magnum.
DGR? Asked Frank.
Dangerous game rifle, replied O'Donnell.
So, not for rabbits, said Frank.
Not unless they have a trunk and a pair of long ivory tusks to go with it. O'Donnell, Mannix, and McKay put their backs to the hallway wall, allowing two crime scene guys to shuffle past with a nod. Joe noticed the looks on their faces. This one was bad. He could smell it.
This way, said O'Donnell, leading them towards the back of the house. Vic was shot at the kitchen table while drinking a Shiraz and reading an old issue of Vanity Fair. The wine was one of her family's, by the way. Tyler was the heir to the Rockwell Winery fortune.
O'Donnell let this little fact hang, not attaching it to anything as a yet, most likely because he was not too sure where or even if it might fit.
Shot came from just inside the kitchen door, point blank, bang, he said, kicking a louvered door open with his foot as they left the house through a side passageway and headed south once again.
Jesus, O'Donnell, said Mannix. What's with the Merry Maze?
We need to approach from the side. The evidence guys are all over the blood spatter patterns near the back of the kitchen.
Okay, said Joe,
as they rounded the back courtyard, which led down to a terraced entertaining area. Big by anyone's standards, but huge for a home in historic Beacon Hill. $4 million plus price tag or not.
Where's the family?
Asked Frank. O'Donnell shook his head.
That's why I took you around the side way, he said, lifting his leg over a crouched crime scene worker huddled over a metallic case carrying fingerprint lifting powders and brushes.
This one, I swear, it has to be seen to be believed.
They reached the side bifold doors and stepped into the kitchen. The image before Joe and Frank nearly blew them away. The back wall of the room was covered in blood and other bodily chunks. The pool of blood on the floor was massive. Joe guessed over 4 liters and was now congealing on the tasteful limestone floor.